Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock on this Wednesday morning, Wednesday, May the 4th, and this month of May is Mental Health Month. Joining us right now, the CEO of Community Mental Health in St. Clair County, Deb Johnson. Good morning, Deb.
Good morning, Paul.
Certainly a big month for CMH to really get the word out about mental health.
It is. May is Mental Health Month. It's been designated as Mental Health Month for over 71 years now. And the theme this year, every year they pick a theme. This year it's Back to Basics. And the reason they picked that theme is it reflects the need to provide like foundational knowledge about mental health and what people can do for their mental health. And I'll tell you a good thing about that in just a minute. But one of the reasons it's so important that we need to continue to, you know, shine the light on mental health and mental health issues is in 2020, 21% of U.S. adults, which is 52.9 million people, experienced mental illness in 2020. So that is the 1 in 5. And we've been saying that number for a while. It's probably crept up a little bit. But also, about 5.5% or 14 million people across the country experienced serious mental illness. And so that's 1 in 20 people. So because of the other facts, things that are increasing are in terms of people using substance use who also have mental illness, that's increasing, and that's at 1 in 15 now. And people, you can go to NAMI.org and get all kinds of statistics and actually all kinds of knowledge, too, to help you learn more about mental health issues because, I say knowledge is power. And one of the ways locally you could get a lot more knowledge about mental health issues is taking our mental health first aid training. It's free. We've been doing it for a number of years now. We've trained probably about 2,000 people in our community. But we need the more we train, the better. Because it's just like, I know we've talked about it before with you. It's like first aid, when you take first aid for physical health care. It teaches you what to do right when the injury or the emergency happens, the physical health care. It doesn't teach you how to be a doctor, just like we're not going to teach you how to be a therapist, but we're going to teach you how to recognize signs and symptoms of mental health issues and about the local community resources and how you can help connect people and just understand more about mental health issues, because understanding more will help, you know, help you support a friend or a family member. Because, you know, with statistics like 1 in 5 people, everybody's family is pretty much touched by a mental health issue. If there's a family that isn't, I would be very surprised.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I mean, and we're becoming more aware of it, and we're talking about it more, too. And I think that's something that, you know, for many years we've talked about the destigmatization of mental health issues. And I feel like we're beginning to see some progress there.
I think we're getting a little bit better, but I think we have a lot more work to go. But I'm glad that you raised that, because that's another big reason. Stigma is another big reason for May is Mental Health Month. It's that time, too, to continue to try to, you know, help decrease the stigma associated with mental illness. And if, you know, we've been wearing these shirts at Community Mental Health. It was started by our state Michigan NAMI, Kevin Fisher, who I know you've interviewed, but it's Everybody Versus Stigma, and there's sweatshirts and t-shirts that you can get, and if anyone is interested in ordering, you can go to the NAMI, Michigan NAMI Facebook site, but also, or you can call us up, we'll help you, but I love when I wear it, because people say, well, that's really cool, what's it all about, and then I'll tell them, and on the back side it says recovery is possible, and it has some information about, or it has St. Clair County Community Mental Health on it, but we really need to, you know, just really be more willing to just talk about it and be open about it and treat mental health issues the same way we treat physical health issues. So that's the other part of Mental Health Month, is promoting integrated health care, which is treating the whole body. Physical things are as important as mental health issues, and mental health are as important as physical. And sometimes each of those things can contribute to the other. So it's important to look at the whole person. So those are things that we are trying to do this month, and we have a lot of things that we try to also do some celebration during the month, because it's also a time to kind of recognize and celebrate people who are in recovery.
Sure.
So we have our annual recognition meeting, and I'm so happy to say that it's going to be in person this year. We have not had it in person for the last 2 years was We didn't have one, actually,
right,
because of COVID. So this year, next Wednesday morning, actually, we are going to be at the Convention Center, and we're going to be recognizing our Employee of the Year, who's Gina Bass Maddox, our Team of the Year, which is our Applied Behavior Analysis staff program. Our Community Service Award recipient is Kathy Swantek. She is the former director now. She just last Friday was her last day of work at Blue Water Developmental Housing after 40-plus years. Kathy's been always a longtime supporter of mental health, and actually the work that she does or has done and will continue to do, because she's going to stay involved in the community, I'm sure. So we'll be recognizing her. Our organizational award is going to Port Huron Police Department. We've had a great relationship with law enforcement in this community, the sheriff, police, et cetera. But obviously we're located in Port Huron. That's where the bulk of the people we serve are. It's been great to have such a positive, collaborative relationship with the Port Huron Police Department under the leadership of Chief Platzer and Assistant Chief Marcy Kewen and all their detectives, officers, et cetera. And our communication award is going to Annie Naraki from EDBW. And one of the cool things is she did a special video. She did three different special video series for us last year. One of them was on the collaboration between with us and law enforcement. So we're going to show, it's just like a very short video clip, and Port Huron PD is featured in it. So that's nice. And then we also, our annual report will be coming out. And in the annual report, there are lots of stories of recovery of people that we provide services to, who want to share their stories with others in hopes of helping other people. So those, that's all coming out next week in the annual report.
Oh, fantastic. You've got the Run for Recovery coming up too, don't you?
We sure do. That's another thing we've always done in the month of May, because we call it the Run for Recovery in celebration of Mental Health Awareness Month. And this is our lucky year run, because it's the 14th anniversary of this run on the 14th. So it'd be nice if we could have like 1,400 people, but we have about 200 registered, and hopefully it's a nice day. More people will come out that day. So we have that 5K run. It's timed, and then we have a 1 mile walk, or you can do the 5K as a walk. And then we have a 1 mile timed run for kids 12 and under, where we give out medals. So there's also, we continue to offer the virtual options if people prefer not to come run with the group. This year we'll be sharing our proceeds with Blue Water Recovery and Outreach Center, Community Foundation, and a few other funds that we maintain. And registration has now just gone up slightly to $30. Unless you're 18 or under, then it's only $15. So we hope to see a lot of folks out there. It's a great time. If you want to volunteer, I think we still have room for a few more volunteers. And you can register at runforrecovery.inmotive.com or check it out on our Facebook. So there's more information for. And the other thing, if I can give a quick plug, tomorrow night is the Taking a Shot at Breast Cancer Badges and Bras event. If you've never been to that, it is a great event. It's a lot of laughs, and obviously it supports a great cause. It helps support women in our community who have breast cancer, or even the prevention of, like, with mammograms or things like that. So hopefully people come out and support that cause. But that's where firemen or police or other first responders wear decorated bras that people make. And this year it's Cinco de Mayo, so I'm pretty sure you'll be seeing some Mexican-themed bras.
I would think so.
It's just a lot of fun. It's going to be at Alexander's this year.
Oh, very good. And that's tomorrow night. Very good. Busy month of May coming up. Deb, appreciate you keeping us up to date on all that stuff.
Thanks, Paul. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.